الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just one more point I remembered about Adhan and Takbir Iqama. Adhan must be given ther ke, that is what pauses in between. Like Naus Adhan, also Asr Adhan was given like all together. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then there must be a little pause so people can reply to the Adhan. The Adhan must not be given like the Iqama, that it is all just together, we just join it together. But Adhan, all the words must be, there must be a reasonable pause. The words must not be stretched wrongly, like Allahu Akbar, not like that. But just correctly it must be said, but then there must be a pause after that. That is how the Adhan will become a little bit longer than what the Iqama. Adhan shouldn't be like Iqama. Iqama is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, join it. But Adhan, there must be pause in between. And so much I remembered about that. If anyone got any other points, Mali Musa? No. Okay. Then with regard to how the madrasa year is spent, that also, alhamdulillah, many bayans were given recently over the weekend in the Islahi Jalsa, that our year starts in Muharram. And our academic year, we start in Shawwal. And we end it off in Shaban. And this also, our Akabir and our Aslaf had thought of a very beautiful pattern in that. After Shawwal, the year starts after Ramadan, which is a month of great ibadat. And Ramadan, together with classes, like if we run according to the English year, then Ramadan, we will have classes also. We have holidays in July, for example, in December, and sometimes Ramadan will come and classes also carry on. And many Darul Ulooms, they have it like that, where they run according to the Gregorian, that is the English calendar, then Ramadan comes during the year. So they only give off for Ramadan. And some places, even in Ramadan, classes carry on. So then the rites of Ramadan cannot be fulfilled. And the rites of Ramadan, it's a very glorious month. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that Ramadan is the ideal time for people, especially of deen, of madrasas, to rectify themselves, to correct themselves spiritually. So together with classes, it is difficult. So that holiday is allowed there. And together with that, some days before and after, for anyone's personal needs, etc. Then the next holiday after Ramadan is the Bakra'id holidays in Zulhijjah, because that is another great ibadat again. And that also cannot be done together with madrasa days. During the week we discussed Friday is given off, that was the weekly program. Then after the Bakra'id holidays, the real holidays in our madrasas of before and till now in Dioban is only in Shaban. That is from Zulhijjah till Shaban, about 8 months. That term carries on one way. However, they do allow students who want to take off in between. So we have made an official holiday in between there, so that students can see to their other needs. They can go home, see to bringing their different types of clothing for summer, for winter, going change, etc., and make a break there. And so the real holidays in the year is only during Bakra'id, because that ibadat is so great, and between and in Ramadan and the days before and after Ramadan, because those times are so great. And this is in order to bring an Islamic identity in us. Just to have knowledge, a person today can become alim online and on the internet, but that mizaj of deen, that is almost impossible that it will come into a person. When a person studies, where the year is January to December, for this Islamic identity and Islamic affiliation is almost impossible to come into a person. We are a unique nation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we are a different nation. Everything of ours must be different. So therefore, our year also academic year, and do this consciously, that we start in the month of Shawwal and we end in the month of Sha'ban, and we have these holidays in between, so that that mizaj, that Islamic mizaj can come into us, and Islamic affiliation and identity can come into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and appreciate this, and to just to be Muslims by name is not enough. Just like the Bedouins came and said, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا, that we have brought iman. Allah said, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا, that just to be outwardly Muslims is not enough. Like some people today also, where zakat organizations give out zakat, then many people come on that day, then they put on a topi, they give a Islamic name just to collect zakat. That doesn't make them Muslims. Muslim is by inside, you must be a Muslim. So just having studying and having an academic year like Western universities, Western system, that is not enough. From inside, our Islamic identification and our Islamic affiliation and conviction is also very, very important. Though we know it will be very easy that we have the year, during December we have holidays, and we know what fitness take place in December. And students will also, everyone gets involved in all those fitness. So that time, the holiday, there are no holidays. Madrasa days carry on. We shouldn't in any way, even without intentionally, unintentionally, be like off and celebrate Christmas Day, New Year's Day, or any of these things. We are completely different. We must remain, and that mizaj of us must come. And it's necessary during our 5, 7, 8 years of madrasa days that we bring that mizaj into us. And it stays with us our whole life, that Islamic mizaj. This is a very important aspect, not only of studying kitabs and knowing your kitabs very well, having very good istidad, or even to have very good akhlaq, but this Islamic affiliation, identification, conviction, this is also extremely important that we have to inculcate within us. And we cannot be enough thankful to our akabir and our aslaf who have set out our years like this. Otherwise, even when Darul Uloom started, the British were ruling and the English calendar was in vogue, but they did not make the year from January to December. When Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayh was inspired that one night must be spent for Ashab Guzari, he chose Thursday night. Otherwise, practically, if we go and see, Saturday night is more practical, when Sunday people are free from work. But he didn't choose Saturday night. And he said, what you'll get from Allah on a Thursday night, you won't get on a Saturday night. So therefore, he went against all the odds. And a Muslim is the one who goes against the odds. He doesn't flow with the tide. And what people are doing, and what is in vogue, what is common in the people, in public, that we just go with that. A Muslim, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيْعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَى فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. So this is that a Muslim is different in everything. And that is what our nature should be. May Allah give us the understanding, reality, and may Allah Ta'ala make us a nation that stands out on its own, with its own principles. We don't copy, we don't follow, but we lead and we teach people the correct way. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا عَلِيْهُ.